This is a podcast from the BBC.
Wednesday's podcast starts now. Of course you've got a bumbleo because it's Wednesday. Also, do they have hay fever abroad? I don't think so. More of your snaky, snaky mates. Are you allowed to fire your own best man or bridesmaid? James Corden calls us not a thing. And what lame award have you won?
It's Scotland Radio 1. This person says, I hate to be the snake of the group. This is from Jack in York. But we have to address that James Corden did try to start beef with Scott on Grimmy's show this morning. I must have missed that bit. I heard quite a lot of Grimmy today. What's Corden saying?
I worry that you might have inherited a problem from something that I have said previously.
Oh.
I think I heard this, but it was sort of on in the background. I'll try and listen back to it. But basically what happened is I think the issue of hay fever was brought up on the show. And I think Grimmy may have said, oh, Scott and Chris were talking about this because they basically say hay fever sufferers are sort of milking it a bit.
It's well, you
not
said
as
that.
Bad as,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When the reality is only I said that.
All right, so you said it, I got the blame.
No, I think we both got the blame. But okay. Yes, you've inherited the blame for
We'll just find the clip in a minute. Yeah. I like James Corden. Sounded good this morning. Okay, coming up, I've got Years and Years. That's going to be big on the chart on Friday, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 p.m. with me on the official chart. Lily Allen, Lost My Mind coming up. And actually, I do want to do some more snaky mates today.
Snake.
If you have got someone in your life that's just been a little bit underhand, you know, you're still friends with them, but it's like, come on, that's not on. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Text 81199. We had such a response to this yesterday.
Often it's the kind of stuff as well that you can't really talk to them about because it might ruin a friendship.
Yeah.
But you can talk to us about and just let it all out.
Let it all out. We don't need names necessarily, but if you've got a mate that's just been a little bit of a snake, then let us know.
Scott Mills.
I found the clip from James Corden earlier on Grimmy's show. It's not the best.
He is quite savage towards us.
Yeah, but then we did go in on hay fever. Well, you went in.
I didn't even go
on hay fever.
Do you know
fever.
What I said about hay fever? I said someone cancelled on me. No. Get it right.
Milking it, you said.
No. What I actually said was someone cancelled on me because they had hay fever on a night out, and I just thought, is it that bad? Because I've never had hay fever before.
Okay, I've got the Corden clip here. Here we go.
I get hay fever. Some of the people at Radio 1 get hay fever, but Chris Stark and Scott don't think hay fever's like a real thing. They're like, right. No, not a real thing.
Okay.
If you get it bad, I think it's bad.
Yeah. Well, like, should I tell you what I'll say to them? That they're not a real thing.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know what I mean? They're not a real thing.
Maybe Chris is not real.
I don't know who you just said, but I have heard of hay fever. So I haven't heard of them, and I have heard of the hay fever. So they're not a real thing, and hay fever is.
Okay. Now,
it is funny.
No, it is funny. But James, don't start, because you were very nice to me when I came to see your show in Los Angeles last year.
Oh, come on, we got nothing to... What are you going to say? We can't have beef with anyone.
I'm rubbish at it. But, you know, me and confrontation. But I just think... He's saying that because we said about hay fever not being a thing.
No. I think he just doesn't know who you are because he didn't use your full name. Could have been Scott anyone at that point.
Well, okay. Well, he does know who I am. Because I met him last year at backstage his show. So, just saying.
I DJed a wonderful night he was at. And I even played Estelle, American Boy... which he seemed to love. Maybe he wasn't loving it so much inside.
No.
But he did the words.
Yeah. Oh, well. Also, here's my thing. He lives in America now. Do they have hay fever in America? I don't think they do.
Do you know?
I think it's just...
I worry that is either the stupidest thing you've ever said or like...
I think
or a game changer, because I'm not sure either.
When do you ever hear of people...
I'm joking.
When do you ever hear of people in other countries having it? You don't. I think it's just a UK thing.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Jessica.
Oh, hi there.
Have you got a snaky mate?
I've definitely got a snaky mate. Well, I think I've got a snaky mate.
Okay, right.
Snake.
Let's hear the story.
Okay, so I'm getting married soon.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm super excited. 6 weeks to go.
6 weeks.
Yes. And so, obviously, I went on my hen party last weekend, which was meant to be amazing, which it was. But unfortunately, there was a slight little hiccup.
So the hen do was last weekend?
Yes, we were in Paris for the weekend.
Oh!
Someone's doing well.
A hen party in Paris.
I know. My friends were all so lovely that came out to celebrate it with me.
That's awesome. So was it one of these that you turned up at the airport and you didn't know where you were going?
No, I did know where I was going, but they made me wear like this bride outfit, which was quite entertaining.
What, a wedding dress?
Well, let's just say you wouldn't wear it down the aisle.
Got you. Okay. A naughty wedding dress. So it was my stag do last weekend, and I also had a travelling outfit as well. Oh. I wasn't aware that you have a travelling outfit on these things.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah. I had a lovely little dress.
He had to go all the way to Dublin in an Irish dancer's dress. It was actually really nice. How many of them were you?
There was seven of us, but there was also an extra
that
wasn't invited.
Right. Okay, is this where the snakey bit comes in?
This is where the snakey bit comes in.
Snake!
Okay, but hang on. You must have given a list of your bride squad to someone to arrange all flights and everything like that. So you're saying there was one wild card?
There was definitely a wild card that my bridesmaid decided to invite.
Okay, which bridesmaid are you not allowed to say?
Oh, well, I've only got... Well, actually, it was my main bridesmaid, shall we say.
Okay. And what did she do?
She invited her boyfriend.
What?
I know, right?
Not allowed.
And he came. It wasn't like he just stayed in the hotel. He was there.
What? That doesn't happen.
I know, right? So for the full day, she missed it because she was in the hotel getting ready for his arrival. So she missed all the day activities, never turned up for dinner, and then rocked up to the cabaret with him in the evening, arm in arm, and spent the night snogging his face behind her.
Oh, this is not on. So she missed out on the day because she was getting ready for him?
Yes, exactly.
Missed out on the dinner, so didn't come to that either?
No. And then rocked out arm in arm with her new guy. They've only been together like 6 weeks.
Okay, this is getting good. Jessica, wait there. I'll be back in a sec, all right?
Scott Mills.
We're speaking to Jessica at the moment, whose bridesmaid has been mega snaky. So the bridesmaid invites her boyfriend to Jessica's hen do. What are you going to do now?
I just don't know what to do. I'm thinking, is that just too far? Just a little too far? Like, my fiancé went absolutely mad.
Right.
He was like, that's not on. And obviously all my friends wanted to say something to her, but I wouldn't let them because I didn't want the atmosphere to ruin the holiday.
You don't want angry hens, angry birds.
You don't, do you? Angry birds.
It sounds like you've been quite reasonable about this, although I can sort of sense the anger inside.
Exactly, yeah. I tried to keep calm for the whole time. And then when I've come back, I'm like, let loose.
So, does she live near you, this girl?
No, she lives abroad.
Have you met the guy before?
No, it's the first time I met him, because she was like, guess what? You get to meet my boyfriend tonight. Isn't that exciting?
Great.
But hang on, does he live abroad as well?
Yes, he does. So he came over for them one night abroad.
What?
For my hen party.
What? So they don't even live here, so you haven't seen this girl for ages either?
No, I hadn't seen her for months.
And then he comes over on the flight with her. And how did you react when she first told you that you're going to meet him?
I was eating my breakfast when she told me at the airport, and I couldn't finish my breakfast because I was so shocked.
No.
But I didn't say anything because it was just so matter-of-fact. Oh, by the way, he's coming and you get to see him tonight. And literally when I got on the plane, all the girls were like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, let's just go along with it. I don't want to ruin the weekend.
Oh, you're nice.
I just don't know what to do now. Like, all my girlfriends and even their partners at the wedding are going to want to say something to her. Or do I just tell her she has to step down?
Resign. Can you fire... The question here is, can you fire a bridesmaid or an usher?
Can you?
I don't know what the rules are here, Scott. Can you?
So I'm usher at yours, so you could still fire me, right?
Well, I don't know if it's ever been done before. I thought if you choose a bridesmaid or usher, you sort of have to stick with them, really.
But what if you fall out? Actually, if anyone knows this, maybe you have fired a bridesmaid before. Can you let us know on 81199? Is it possible, or do you have to stick with them, even if you have had an argument?
Well, Scott, is it possible? And in this instance, I take it you haven't done it yet, Jessica.
No, I haven't done it yet. No.
Should Jessica fire her bridesmaid for this?
You're fired.
What I think to be unacceptable behaviour.
Mm. Well, we'll wait and see what everyone thinks, shall we?
Well, yeah, we'll let you know. Well, just keep listening. We'll keep you updated.
And don't bring a partner to Chris's wedding. He won't be very out to his stag.
Oh, no, I didn't bring one to the stag.
Stag was last weekend. It was all good. Yeah, I would...
I
can't imagine what I would have done if one of the boys had brought a partner with them.
Like,
or even mine.
Do you think there was an element of, just whilst this is in my head, do you think there was an element of him... not trusting you girls as a hen party?
I like to think not. You know, we're quite a decent group of girls, but you never know. That might have been it. Who knows? It's just insecurity, isn't it, really?
Yeah, maybe.
But what if I bought my partner who's a lad and a boy? Still annoying.
You can kind of get away with that a bit more.
No,
though,
I don't think you can. It's not allowed.
You can't just bring
partners.
It doesn't change the rule just because gay.
Because he's gay. Okay, that's very true. You're not allowed to, sorry. Right.
No,
I just wondered. Well, you like him, though.
I like him a lot, but he's not one of my ashes. There's lots of people I like.
The wedding, if you're lucky.
He's invited to that. Of course he is.
No, I just wondered. Listen, we will definitely have some replies and some answers from our listeners, but in the meantime... Thanks for the story about the snake.
Scott Mills.
I love when we do something and we don't know how it's going to go and then it just gets a crazy response.
I cannot believe how relatable that seems to be for people. People who've been fired as bridesmaids but also have done the firing of their own bridesmaids.
Sometimes right up to the last minute before the wedding.
It is unbelievable the stories we're seeing.
I've never heard of that before. Loads of people have been fired or have fired their best man as well.
Yes. Yes, and ushers. But yeah, the best man or the maid of honour getting fired.
Right, let's try and get some of these on in the next half hour.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, Joe, have you fired a bridesmaid or were you the fired one?
I was the fired one.
Right, this does happen. People do get binned off. Why were you binned? Tell me the whole thing.
We went on holiday together, myself, her and our partners. Had a bit of a falling out on holiday, but nothing major. Got back and then she sent me a text about a week later saying I was no longer a bridesmaid and no longer invited to the wedding.
No longer invited to the wedding?
No, but my fiancé was still invited if he wanted to come.
Did he go?
No.
Oh. Are you friends with them now?
They're getting married next month.
Are you friends with them now?
No, I texted back saying, could we talk face-to-face, like properly, meet up for a coffee. Never got a text back, and that was it.
Oh, so
never spoke to her again.
Whatever's gone on this holiday, was it the hen do?
No, it was just like a couple's holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you went with your partner, she went with her fiancé?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And it sort of went off. But you're saying not that bad, but
no, I didn't think it was anyway.
Oh, okay, good.
Are you allowed to tell us why it went off?
It wasn't even bad. It was, honestly, it was so silly. They wanted to tip someone in a restaurant, but I didn't think the service was good. So I didn't want to tip them.
Right. That's rubbish.
Right, and that's the reason you got fired.
I think so. And then she heard that I'd said something about her, which I hadn't, but instead of talking to me about it...
Seriously, don't go on holiday with people before.
No, don't go on holiday with your couple mates.
Do not. Nicola, have you been fired or did you do the firing?
Well, I almost done the firing.
What do you mean? Did you chicken out?
Well, my hen party was just a week before my wedding, so I thought it would maybe cause too much drama to fire one of my bridesmaids the week before.
Why did you want to get rid?
Well, it was my hen party. There was like a whole weekend thing, and I had three bridesmaids. Somebody had done something for the Friday, somebody for the Saturday, and then somebody for the Sunday. And then for the Saturday night, we were going out in Edinburgh, and I turn up at one of the bridesmaids' houses where we're all meeting beforehand, and she doesn't look like she's ready to go out. And there's other people there that, like, some of them were my friends, but more like distant, that I hadn't really put on the list to go on the hen party. And then it turns out my bridesmaid had a party at her house with these other friends the night of my hen party and didn't come along to mine. It's pretty rubbish.
So she's having a party at hers on the same night as your hen?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
So hang on. Did she end up being your bridesmaid, though? You never fired her?
I didn't fight her, no. I just thought, I'd be the bigger person and kind of maybe sure how it was meant to be done. So,
But she went with other friends on the night of your massive night.
Yeah.
And does she know now that you didn't really want her to be bridesmaid?
Well, I guess so. We don't really talk, so yeah, I guess.
Have
so.
You done that thing where you've got the wedding pictures and you've just put a different picture over her face?
No, I haven't done that. I just don't really put ones with her up. Oh. Yeah, like, they managed to arrange that on the day.
All right, so she's not really in any that you've got on show.
Not really, just a group one, but that's fine.
Wave after wave. I don't know why I'm playing that. That's wrong.
But
okay,
I assume it's because Bumbleo Wednesday today and you've just gone a bit early.
What I've done is, I'll let you into a little radio secret, listeners. What I've done there is I've seen something on the screen that says Live Lounge. So I'm presuming that it's going to be like a little trailer for a Live Lounge that's coming up on Radio 1, but it's not.
It's a clip that's been requested for Bumbleo Wednesday.
It's part of the Bumbleo gap, which I've gone previous on. But I might as well say what it is, because you can look forward to it, hearing it again. It's Fuse ODG. Do you remember when you did that incredible Live Lounge? That's in the gap, and it's coming up.
Scott Mills.
Now.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
I'm so up for this.
Is us on Chris's stag do on party bikes.
I would run away, run away. I would run away with you. Because I am falling in love.
Good times. Here's a pig predicting the World Cup scores.
Do you fancy an apple? Apple? He says, I fancy going to the left of the studio. Come on. Come on. I'll try and edge him forward a bit without influencing where he's going. Come on, then.
I think this is something of a refusal here, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I think he's a bit starstruck.
He's eating one.
Oh.
He's eating one. He's gone for England. He's gone for England.
I take it back.
Well done, Marcus.
Rubbish.
Got it right, to be fair, though, the pig.
Can you stop eating with your mouth full on Love Island?
Okay. That's good to know.
Meanwhile, on Love Island Australia...
I think I just marry food. Can you do that?
I'm pretty sure
you can. Marry inanimate objects.
Can you?
So I'll just, like, go out and, like, romantically marry a burrito.
Remember.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Last Sunday. Your beef, James Corden.
I haven't heard of them, and I have heard of the hay fever, so they're not a real thing, and hay fever is.
Rude. We've got to have Robot Clara Ampho.
Gregory, hello.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, we all love you, we all miss you, Michael Jackson.
It's ridiculous, this is a thing.
Doing the rest, or?
For context, this is the guy who did the One Pound Fish song. This was the follow-up single.
How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders, will be wonders. Michael Jackson.
What happened to Fuse?
Oh, I didn't play it. Stop.
I wouldn't kick up a fuss other than you had sort of promised it about 5 minutes ago.
Well, I've already played it by mistake. Okay, here's Fuse ODG, incredible, unforgettable Live Lounge.
Wave after wave.
That was worth it.
Crack on.
Let us know where you are.
Gregory, hello.
James in Chesham.
Yes.
James in Chesham loving the Michael Jackson clip as always, Scott.
I know. Never gets old. Steve and Sam and Slug working in sunny Froome. They say Great Gap. Yes to Father's Day on Sunday, says Sammy the Thatcher. On the roof in Tiverton. She's Lady Thatcher.
Hello to Brandon Rees and Tommy. And AJ Wilson as well, bumbling hard.
Jamie in Derby is bumbling his birthday off. Happy birthday. Annie bumbling her job application forms off after her 2-1 today.
Yeah.
Well done. Patty and Cassia bumbling on the way to IKEA for some meatballs in Liverpool. Gets on the balls.
Halfway through the week, everyone.
Actually, more than halfway, because Friday is another weekend.
Even better.
Best bumbleo ever. I'm laughing so much, says Lauren in Norfolk. Excellent, thank you. And Bubs and his barrels in the brewery in Winchester. Yes, Diffuse ODG. I'll always remember where I was when that live lounge was on, says Jason from Middlesbrough. I think we all will.
Sam and Clive the plumbers bumbleing a bathroom off in Suffolk. Hello, Jimmy FedEx.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth. Too good.
After a rubbish day, this has got me going again and about to start some hedge trimming. That's Chris in Cornwall.
Josh and Richie, also in Cornwall, bumbling in their underpants, Heisenberg style.
Dave and Mark in sunny Beckles. Sam bumbling at work in London.
Sarah, Vicky and Steph bumbling spaniels off. Dog grooming, of course, in Preston.
Mark Kelly, the snake, bumbling in Marbs. Wow. And Sam in the tractor in Martham.
Scott Mills.
Have you ever won a really rubbish trophy or award? I'm trying to think. There was a time I was Britain's funniest DJ, 2007.
Yeah, I really like the quite patronising ones you can get given in a sort of office environment.
Yeah.
End of year awards, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Especially when there's obviously one main award for whoever's like best sales, whatever, but then they give out loads of kind of rubbish ones. You're just meant to be happy about it.
Yeah. And if you're the owner of one of these, I'd like you to get in touch with us now on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. Not good awards, just the really shonky ones.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Word of the day, shonky, rubbish, not any good.
Also, often when you're second place on these things as well, that can be really rubbish.
Yeah. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Scott.
Ever won a really rubbish award?
I haven't, but I would love to.
Have you won any at all?
No. Well, years ago at the swimming, when you're at school and you used to get those wee swim certificates, that's all I've
won. Swimming badges straight on the trunks like and that. Everything. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Not real awards.
How many metres could you do, Scott?
Oh, I
wasn't
really
good. Biggest one?
I had to have the stabilizers, not stabilizers, what are they called?
For swimming?
Armbands. That's it. That's a bike stabilizer.
Do you get the... I'm not sure you can collect your badges if you've got the armbands on.
Well, no, I had no
badges.
I'm
100% sure on that.
You know me in sport, they don't go together. I would bring a note
so
from
were
my
you
mother.
How old were you, like sort of 15 or something?
When what?
When you were doing the swimming badges.
Yeah, about that.
About 15, armbands.
In armbands, yeah. Right, so Kevin, you went to see Katy Perry the other day, right?
I did. I was staying in Birmingham with my cousin and I thought I'd go and save on the hotel and everything and see my cousin as well at the same time.
Okay, so where do you see her?
In Birmingham.
Birmingham.
So it's only Monday and Birmingham. And it was really, really good. She did it was a VIP diamond package. So we got taken into the drop zone. So it was right at the front of the stage.
What's the drop zone?
It's like the bit at the front of the stage, just like right in the centre. So you're right up close to the stage as well.
Right.
Was it everything? Was everything you thought it would be?
It was. I don't think I could have gotten any closer. And she did all the greatest hits like I Kissed a Girl, Raw, California Girls, Teenage Dream. And she did some of the new ones from the album as well.
Someone I know really annoyed a lot of people on social media the other day, saying that
Beyonce is only as good as Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, or Katy Perry. Because there's this thing that's seen where Beyonce's like the next level up.
Yeah.
But my friend was like, no, no, she's just as good as all the rest. It went off.
Mm.
All right, here's what I've got for you today, Kevin. I've gone quite chilled today, but it is a banger. Clocks, Coldplay.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
You like that?
It is nice.
Yep.
Okay, Kevin, you can have that. Or my choice today, sort of World Cup themed. It was a bit of an anthem during the 2014 World Cup. I thought you could maybe choose this one. I just remember this being absolutely everywhere in the tournament that was hosted in Brazil. This is ex-ambassadors Jamie N Commons and Jay-Z. This is Jungle.
Choice is yours, Kevin.
No, they are really good bangers as well. They're really different from each other, which is what I like about it. But I am kind of in a chilled mood today as well. I've got a bit of night shift tonight as well, so I need something to kind of relax me. So I think I'm going to go with Scott.
You've made me very happy.
Hey, I'm Riyadh.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
But I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy wipers.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
Yes, 23-year-old Esme, congratulations on being fastest yogurt eater in your year at school. Got an award for that.
That's your legacy there.
That's it. That's it. Your work here is done. Scott Mills. Obsessed with rubbish awards. You know, like, everywhere now feels like they have to give out some awards just to make you feel better. It's a feel-good thing, but when you look back, especially in the past, like at school or college, and you're like, was that worth it?
I quite like the work-specific ones as well. At the time, you cared about the company that you worked for, so the awards were... I guess they were kind of important at the time, and now they're really not.
Yeah.
Especially when you've moved on.
And you might still have the certificate. I doubt it was a trophy.
I think... I don't know. In a lot of cases, it was. I think a lot of this happened around sort of leaving school time as well. Rubbish awards.
Congratulations to Sam, who got a trophy for most annoying person at her 2010 prom. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Also, would have got a round of applause for that as well.
Zoe in Liverpool actually got a certificate at her school prom for most person most likely to be on Jeremy Kyle award, which is pretty harsh.
Mm.
Okay, who have we got here? Hey, Meg.
Hello.
Okay, tell me about your rubbish award.
Right, so it's like our final year assembly at school. I was about to leave, you know, and everyone's getting their awards, packed assembly. And everyone's getting successful, most likely to achieve, you know, most likely to like marry a football, all that kind of thing.
Who arranged these awards?
I don't know. I think it was my form tutor, you know, trying to, like, big everyone up.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone's getting these awards, like, Achiever of the Year.
Yeah, but you just said most likely to marry a footballer in the same breath as that. I didn't realise that was... I take it that was a good one.
Yeah.
Or a bad one, I don't know.
Okay.
Some people.
And what did you get?
I got the longest legs award.
Longest legs.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, I know. And I got a laminated certificate and everything. And yeah, it was just a bit of a letdown.
That's ridiculous because you've been at school for so long. That's so many years of achievement right there.
Yeah. I know. and that's the only thing that they could like remember about me or like say about me was the length of my legs.
Oh, Sarah, what did you win? Sarah? Hello? Oh, okay, good. Hi.
Hi. Sorry, it's not Sarah, it's May.
Okay, May. Sorry, I got your wrong
Hello,
name.
Sorry, I didn't know if you were talking to the right person.
Well,
Hello.
The thing is, right, if I'm saying Sarah and then you're not responding, that's because your name's May. So actually,
exactly,
my fault.
Exactly, that's the one.
Okay, what did you win?
I won biggest egg on toast merchant.
Explain, please.
Okay, so me and my housemates, we had all these awards at the end of the year, like, you know, best music taste, that kind of stuff. And I won biggest egg on toast merchant, not funniest, just egg on toast.
Why egg on toast merchant?
So what it is I always ask them to make me egg on toast. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, please just make me egg on toast. Or like, oh, I've got work in a minute, please just make me egg on toast. And clearly it was a lasting legacy.
And do you think this was an award that then carried on throughout the years? Do you know what I mean? Is there a merchant of the year every year?
There must be, surely. Like, people love egg on toast. It must be like a thing that carries on.
No one loves it as much as you.
Clearly not. Obviously, I won the award for it.
Yeah. Was it an award or was it just a certificate?
No, we got a pillow.
Okay, good. And have you won a better award since?
Why?
Sadly not. I think egg on... Is there any better award than egg on toast merchant?
Okay, no. I've got to go. Why would you get a pillow?
I don't understand the link.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello there.
Oh, you are Sarah. Okay, good. I'm getting my names mixed up. Okay, what did you win?
Oh, well, third most cheerful.
At where?
Yeah. at school. We had like a yearbook at the end of school. Yeah, thanks.
And the two people above you, were they genuinely more cheerful than you?
I don't think so.
Were there any other awards that were going on at your school?
Oh, loads. The yearbook is full. I've still got it. But the funniest probably was the people that look like each other.
What, identical people awards?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And the winners were all the sets of twins in our year. Hilarious.
Right.
Twins. Surprisingly.
Identical twins. Well done.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Some excellent awards coming in, and this one has really intrigued me. We're just talking about the quite lame awards that you win, often at school or at work. Congratulations to Maisie, who won at school in the internal awards, most likely to marry for money. She feels there's pressure to make that happen now.
How about this one from Rachel, who won most likely to be sick and fall over, and then went on to fall over whilst accepting the award. Well done.
Well done. Congratulations. Ah, see this one, I can't see the end. There's text missing. It says, I was in the same school year as Anne-Marie, off of 2002, and she won most likely... And then the text stops. What is it?
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Connor from Lincoln. Someone at his uni won biggest lightweight. We're talking about the rubbish lame awards that you've won. And it could be the only award or trophy or certificate to your name. So they won biggest lightweight, but they weren't there to collect the award because they'd already been taken home.
Oof.
So deserved award, I think.
Scott Mills.
Talk about the awards that you've won that you're probably quite proud of at the time and now they just seem a bit lame. Jess, what did you win?
I won Worst Driver Award for crashing into one of our directors at work.
Okay, was this early on in the job?
About 6 months in.
Then did that director award you the award?
No, it was somebody else.
Was it like a work ceremony, like work awards?
It was a conference. There was hundreds of people there.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Yeah, it was awful. They were awarding, like, best salesperson. And then there's me, like, and the worst driver award goes to death. Oh, my God.
Did you get a trophy?
I got a bottle of gin.
Nice. And yes, well done. And did you have to pose for a photo with it?
No, nobody I didn't. To speak against
your word. Scott Mills.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, James, the private investigator, was saying that a lady had asked him to come around to her house, not to investigate a person, but to investigate some spooky noises that were coming from her house. in the middle of the night. We have an update on that from James tomorrow. It's not his normal line of work because he doesn't really deal with...
Well, he's not a Ghostbuster.
No, he's not. It's a different thing. Normally, he's there to seek out the liars and dirty cheats of the world. So, a spooky 140 experience tomorrow with James, the private investigator. More real-life spy tales on BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you hit subscribe on this podcast, you'll get it every day, absolutely free. How about that, huh? Scott Mills.